St. Francis de Sales. Children, today we have a wonderful feast day, the feast of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales, as you may know, is the patron of the place where we live right now, what is the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And that's why we celebrate him in such a great way with the solemn High Mass that we have today. Now, from his birth in 1567, St. Francis de Sales, from when he was a very little child, always practiced virtue. He always tried to grow in love and grace towards God, and he built up those good habits then and those good practices which would serve him well later in life and make him the great saint that he is. It's because he started so young that he was able to work so hard at it. And I was reading that one of the things in particular about St. Francis, even from his earliest youth, he was a great lover of truth. He loved truth more than anything else, because what is truth? Or who is truth, I should say? But God. God is truth. And he loved truth more than anything. And because of this, even when he was just a little tiny child, one of the most offensive things to his ears would be even the slightest of lies. You see, we should never, ever lie, children, because that is truly something directly and contrary to God himself. It goes right against him, because he is everything that is true. So even the slightest of lies was highly offensive to St. Francis de Sales, even from when he was real little. And so no matter how much he may have been embarrassed by a situation, or how much he may have looked a little silly, or maybe if he had done something wrong and had to be punished for it, he would have to take that humbly. But no matter what, he always told the truth, never lied. And this would lead to his life later on. That love for truth led him to study, and very hard, in his school. And then he went on and advanced, and he was in the university, and he studied and became a lawyer. But while he was studying in Paris to become a lawyer, he was there, and you know, all the while he had kept up his prayers and everything that was needed to make him holy, yet the devil started attacking him, and he started to have these feelings of despair, that he despaired of his own salvation. So what did he do in a time of great temptation like that? But the same thing which we all must do, and that is turn very quickly to Our Lady. He immediately turned to the Blessed Virgin Mary, knelt down in front of her statue, and not only begged her to help him with the temptation of despair, but offered his entire life to her, offered a vow of his own chastity and service to Our Lady right there on that spot, and he was faithful to it from thenceforward. And of course, Our Lady, being so pleased by his gift, was willing to help him in those times of temptation. And so, with him becoming a lawyer, there is great expectations from his family. In fact, so much so that his father had him set to become a senator in the government, and had a wife picked out all for him, ready to go. But he told him, "No, God's calling me to the priesthood," and he left and was ordained a priest. And at that time of St. Francis de Sales was a great problem in Europe. The Protestant Reformation was raging, and all these people were attacking the truths of the faith. There we have it again, children, truth. And because he loved truth from a young age, later on, he was willing to do whatever it took to stand up for the truth later on in his priesthood. And so he stood there, and he would preach everywhere he could against all of the things of the Protestant Reformation, all of the untruths, the lies that they told about our Lord or about the faith. And he stood firmly and preached against them. And he was so successful that Clement VIII, the Pope at the time, sent him to Geneva to preach against Calvinism, one of the real hotbeds of that heresy. And he went there and preached and gained many souls to Christ. And he was so successful that they actually eventually made him the bishop of that very city of Geneva. And he continued his work, and he was called all over, especially in France and in Switzerland. He was called all over to go and to preach. And that was his main mission. And finally, in the year 1622, St. Francis de Sales passed away, but not before he had done so many great works and converted so many souls back to Christ through his preaching, through his setting up of catechism, but most importantly, through his own prayers. And lastly, this is the point I want to end on, is that spiritual life of St. Francis de Sales, because this is truly what makes him a saint. That he wrote great works on that very spiritual life, and he worked so hard every single day to make himself a saint. You see, if we have a love for truth, a love for God, and we want to serve him every way we can, especially in our own holiness and our own prayers for ourselves and for the conversion of those around us, then we too can follow in those same footsteps. St. Francis de Sales went far and wide preaching, but we don't have to do that to save souls. All we have to do is trust in Our Lady, love God in truth above all else, and say our prayers devoutly to save as many as possible. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.